MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, this past Sunday, you might or might not know, marked something called International Nurses Day, and possibly a moment to reflect on the lifeblood of our healthcare system, nurses. At the heart of the conversation, though, is the question, is South Africa doing enough to support them? Well, Life Healthcare, one of South Africa's biggest private hospital groups, says not yet, and they're now making it a priority. I want to talk about this with Merle Victor, who is Chief Nurse Officer at the company. Merle, a very warm welcome to you. I think we know what the problems are as far as the nursing profession is concerned. Burnout, understaffing, also mental health issues. Not new problems, of course, but I guess the question is, why have we not moved swiftly enough to fix them?
Good afternoon, Jeremy. Yes, it definitely is a real problem. And I think we have been reflecting so much on the staff shortages, but not really what has led to those shortages. And I think it is due time that we really sit back and reflect on what is happening within the nursing profession and what is at this very moment the biggest burning platform. And that is the mental health of our nurses. And I think this year, the theme highlights the direct link between the well-being of our nurses and the strength of healthcare systems in economies. So we face global health challenges, we face workforce shortages and increased mental health issues. And therefore, caring for our nurses has never been more crucial.
So let me ask you this, how does a mental health issue actually impact on a person itself in the workplace, in the hospital, in the theatre?
You know, if you are not of, if your mental well-being is not taken care of, you can imagine coming on duty, feeling stressed, having a sick patient that needs you, already that impact on how you're going to react towards that patient. And if we want to ensure that our patient get the quality care, the attention that they need, we need to keep our nurses healthy enough to do so.
So how do you go about starting to right-size that problem?
Recognition is the first thing to do. Recognize that there is a definite problem. I don't think that we have given a due respect to the impact of the COVID era on our nurses. You know, it is not just our communities that lost loved ones, but they did as well. And they really sacrificed a lot, putting themselves on the back burner, just so that we can take care of our patients during that time. And on top of that, the grappling with the understaffing, rising workloads in the business, that in itself has had a detrimental impact on how our nurses perform. So in Life Healthcare, we have really started investing significantly in promoting our wellness programs through our Life Health Solution partners. We give a lot of mental health support through them, and there's a lot of recognition initiative. We have wellness days that we promote every single month. We give free confidential counseling and resources to address emotional, mental, financial, and legal well-being, not just for our staff, but also for their families.
Why do you think industry-wide, Merle, there is still a gap, though, between recognition, as you point out, and the resources that are needed to try and fix that?
You know, there's a lot that has impacted on resources over the past years. And part of that, firstly, is that, you know, we've got a growing population, increased burden of disease. And on top of that, there's also fiscal constraints. There has been a change in how we train our nurses, so our entire qualification framework has changed, and that in itself has also impacted on the supply of nurses. In turn, however, that has left us with massive shortages. It has left us with our current nurses being burdened with excessive workloads. And unless we get that right, this can continue for the next, 30 years. Mm. And that needs to be rectified. So we really need to put our heads together, pull out all stops to fast-track training programs, get our facilities accredited so that we can offer training where needed. Our biggest gap at the moment is our specialist nurses, and those are the programs that has been halted in 2019. And we are still 5 years later Hoping to be accredited certainly within our life healthcare facilities so that we can start those programs as from next year. That will alleviate at least quite a bit of the burden that we are currently placing on our nurses.
Let me pick you up on the brain drain issue, which is well documented in South Africa. In other words, nurses heading abroad. Critical, as you rightly say, to keep the talent here. Have we not reached a point, do you think, where government and the private sector should be forming an urgent retention pact, which doesn't seem to exist right now?
Absolutely. You know, you can have retention strategies as much as you want to, but you have to create a positive practice environment for your nurses. So no amount of money will retain somebody in a workplace if they are not happy. And we find that, of course, nurses leave because they get offered better packages, but there's better living conditions. There's less financial strain on them at the end of the day. So I agree that we need to put our heads together and see what we can come up with, because currently what we are finding is that we're almost fighting against each other for a certain pool of resources needed everywhere. I think the plan must be to, first of all, retain what we do have, but then to see how we can increase the supply of nurses and lessen the burden on our current staff.
Just a final one. I understand that money isn't always the primary motivator, but many that I have spoken to in the nursing professions also complain, both private and public sector, that they are simply not paid enough for the level of demand that is placed on them.
Absolutely. I cannot agree with you more on that. And, you know, I think when we look at any job that's seen as a public service, it seems like the monetary reward doesn't really compare to what you would get if you are, for instance, in IT or in a legal profession. And I really think there should be a revision on what our nurses are currently earning. And if we really want to retain, we will never be able to compare packages to what is being offered overseas. But we can certainly do much better than what we are currently offering.
Merle Victor, thank you very much indeed. Chief Nurse Officer at Life Healthcare, I do appreciate that insight.